Welcome to Lockdown Trivia. I'm Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host for this trivia podcast game. Playing with their own expert categories, players will try to unlock their brain one key at a time, but will they unlock it all? New episodes of Lockdown Trivia will come out every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. If you'd like to play your own game of Lockdown Trivia, follow the link in the description of each episode to sign up. You'll need four expert categories and a favorite music genre. Stick around at the conclusion of each game for some bonus questions and for a commentary on the writing of the questions of that episode. While there's a lot to learn from playing trivia, there's perhaps more to learn from researching and writing it. Our guest this week is Lucas McGraw from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Lucas' expert categories are The Simpsons Season 5, The Bible, Health and Medicine, and Fast Food. Here's how Lockdown Trivia works. Players see a board in front of them with four categories and five questions of increasing difficulty in each category. The first question in each category is unlocked, but the subsequent questions require one, two, three, and four keys respectively to open. Players earn keys by answering consecutive questions correctly. If a player misses a question, I will take all of their keys. Players can only open questions for which they have a sufficient number of keys. If the player is in a pinch, they have five bonus questions available to them that cannot break a streak or hurt them, but will give them an extra key each if they answer them correctly. A perfect score in Lockdown Trivia is 25 points.
Good morning. All right, how are you doing?
I'm good. You not only set the record as my first or my earliest in the day recording, I have never even recorded in the AM period. And here we are at 8 AM recording a Lockdown Trivia episode.
So, oh, that's great. That's yeah. Great. Yes. So. I'm sorry if you're up too early.
All right, Lucas, this is going to be a fun game. I think you'll enjoy it.
That's so exciting.
Where would you like to start your Lockdown Trivia game?
All right. Let's just jump right into, let's just do fast food for the unlocked question.
All right. Nothing crazy here except maybe what is entering your body. Here is a category about fast food. Your unlocked question is this. What pizza chain out-pizzaed all the others when it sent a pizza to the International Space Station in 2001?
Oh, yes. I heard about this. I believe this was Pizza Hut.
Yeah, you can't out-pizza the Hut. That is correct. And you start your Lockdown Trivia game with one key. Where to next?
All right. Let us jump now. Let's do the one key question for health and medicine.
Oh, we have a chaotic game incoming. I can already feel it. I'm going to love this. Your one key health and medicine clue. In this category, I will tell you three conditions or ailments that may be going on. You will try to identify which body system is being affected. Here is your one key clue. Dermatoses, cyanosis, or jaundice.
Okay. So dermatoses. So a little background on me as well that might play a part. I work in a pathology lab. So that's my background on why I chose health and medicine. Plus, I was pre-med in college. So that hopefully, I'm saying that now. I might regret saying that because I might get a really easy question wrong. But let's see. So if it's jaundice, I think that usually. And, you know, dermatosis or whatever the derm usually refers to skin, which I think is the integumentary system. But I'm just going to say skin. And hopefully that's good.
You would have got it correct if you just said skin. You got it more correct in my heart because you did say the integumentary system. Yes, I think our Latin roots are going to play happily for you in that round. As you quickly identified derm meaning skin. And you have two keys, Lucas. Where to next?
Well, let's keep this little pattern going. I'll go to the Bible for the two key question.
Now, I will say this is the first time somebody is playing with the correct key strategy, but jumping categories. And I'm excited to see how it plays out for you. Your two key Bible question. Here is a round of questions about animals in the Bible. Your question is this. In Philippians 3:2, in nearly every other mention of the Bible, what animal symbolizes impurity, danger, and moral corruption, antithetical to their perception in the United States today?
Yeah, you know, let us... So, okay, follow me here. I know that dogs are mentioned a few times in the Bible. And I know that sometimes they are kind of referred to in like a negative context in the Bible. Like, don't, like, even like, don't throw your, oh, actually, no, maybe it's pigs. It's like, don't throw your pearls to the pigs. And I guess, do Americans like pigs? That doesn't make any sense with the clue. It's not antithetical. Okay, there's a new shot in the dark here. I'm just going to say dogs and see what happens. I'll say dogs.
Well, we think dogs are loyal and loving and full of joy, which would make them antithetical to impurity, danger, and moral corruption. Dogs is correct. In fact, only a couple times in the Bible are dogs referenced in a positive light, which was surprising to me, even having read the Bible a number of times. I had forgotten that the Bible doesn't like dogs very much, but we do, and you have three keys, Lucas.
Awesome. Okay. Cool. So... Okay. Three keys. Let us. I'm gonna cut the system a little short here. I'm gonna go back to fast food for one key. Fast food for one key.
All right. Your one key fast food question is this: quote, the best thing that ever happened to a chicken was what restaurant that since moved away from its chicken mascot to another animal?
Okay, so we got Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, and KFC is like the big chicken fast food chains. KFC's mascot, if you can call him mascot, founder, Colonel Sanders. I don't think they've moved away from that, so I think it's still Colonel Sanders. Popeyes, I've never really seen like a animal associated with like the Popeyes logo. But I do know that Chick-fil-A, they often will use cows in like their advertising, like eat more chicken, like the cows will say that. So maybe they use a chicken initially, then they move to something else. And the best thing happened to a chicken. I can see Chick-fil-A saying that. At the same time though, I've never heard that slogan for Chick-fil-A. It's always been like eat more chicken. I mean, it can't be anything that weird. It's a one key question. It can't be anything too obscure. Okay, I'll say Chick-fil-A. Hope for the best.
Chick-fil-A is a good answer because it's the correct answer. Yes, they use cows.
Oh my gosh.
He said he listened to every episode, wow. So I had to start with it is a good answer just to give him some panic there. Yes, you are 4-for-4 to start your game. Eat more chicken, Lucas.
Eat more chicken. Great. Okay, cool. Do the two key question. For health and medicine.
Your health and medicine. Two key clue is this. Dysuria, glomerulonephritis, and nephrolithiasis.
All right. I hear nephritis. And when I hear nephritis, I tend to think kidneys. The word is escaping me. So I'm just going to say like, and hopefully this counts. If not, I will not be upset. Would this be like the... excretion or the excretory system? Does that work?
Unfortunately, I will not be able to take excretory system, Lucas, because both the integumentary system and the digestive system are involved in excretion as well. This specifically is the urinary system.
Urinary. Okay. That's fair.
That is your first miss. Not too bad. No need to fret because you have left yourself plenty of places to play. Where would you like to go next?
Let's jump now. Let's do the unlocked question for the Bible.
The Bible unlocked question. Let's find out what animal is behind this one. In Numbers 22, verses 21 to 35, what animal of Balaam's, known for an interesting call of its own, speaks to him after seeing an angel?
Classic story. I think this is going to be a donkey.
This is a donkey. That is correct. And we are back in our winning ways there with one key in your pocket. Where to next?
Okay. So I'm seeing the Simpsons season 5 category here. And in preparation, I have binged Simpsons season 5. I would not in any way call myself a huge Simpsons expert, but I do really enjoy those early seasons. So let's jump over to the one key question for the Simpsons. And let's see.
In this category, Lucas is going to have to try to identify who is the voice behind the various clues. Here's your one key clue. In Homer's Barbershop Quartet, this musician who died of cancer voiced himself.
Okay. I think one of the Beatles does make a cameo. And you saying died of cancer. So I think by, and maybe this is totally out of left field. So maybe I'm completely wrong. But when it comes to the Beatles, if it is a Beatle, Paul McCartney, Ringo are still alive. John Lennon was shot, which means George Harrison died of cancer. And he would have still been alive in 1993 or 94 when season 5 was up and rolling. And I think he does make a cameo at the very end when they're all singing on top of Moe's. So I'm going to say George Harrison.
I'm going to say you got your first Simpsons question correct, Lucas. It is George Harrison. You have two keys now. Okay. Where to next?
All right. Let's keep it chugging. Let's do The Simpsons again for two keys.
Your two-key Simpsons clue is this. In Camp Fear, this actor and sitcom star voiced Sideshow Bob.
Iconic. Love it. Love Cape Fear. One of my favorite Sideshow Bob. Love it all. And of course, iconic Kelsey Grammer. Kelsey Grammer. Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer is correct. You have three keys now and a fully open board of three key questions. Where would you like to go?
So I think I left myself in a good position if I was to lose all my keys. I still have a couple unlocks. So let's do something crazy. Let's go three keys for health and medicine.
Health and medicine for three keys. Here's your clue. Cholelithiasis, diverticulitis, and obstipation.
Alrighty. Okay. So this one I feel more confident on. So at my lab, I work specifically with surgical specimens, so we get a lot of specimens in, and I dictate those diagnoses into pathology reports for pathologists to read when they make their diagnosis. And one of my friends who are my coworkers who will be listening to this, because we also all love trivia, they will know just the burden and the joy of grossing gallbladders. In gallbladders, you get a lot of diagnses with those. You get cholelithiasis, and you know the cholecystitis is a lot to do with gallbladder removal. So I know that is going to be gallbladder. You said diverticulitis, which is inflammation of the diverticulum, which is going to be intestines. So I believe if all of that is correct, this is going to be all involved in digestion. So I'll say the digestive system.
Yeah, and obstipation is extreme constipation at the very end of said digestive system. That is correct, Lucas. And now we are back to having four keys in our pocket and plenty of options in that realm as well.
Okay, cool. Let's do health and medicine for four keys.
All right. Our health and medicine clue, here are your three conditions and the hypothetically hardest clue of the category. Areflexia, hemiplegia, and dysmetria.
And hemiplegia. I feel like that's to do with the blood. So if my wild guess here, this is heart, this is blood. If all of respiratory is going to be the lungs, and I feel like circulation is just going to be viewed in just the heart and the blood. I am going to say this. Let's say the circulatory system.
Unfortunately, Lucas, I'm going to have to take your keys for the second time in this game because you were misled by that H-E-M. While heme does frequently refer to blood, hemiplegia is actually severe or complete loss of strength leading to paralysis on one side of the body. This is the nervous system that this is affecting. I will take your keys, but you are correct. You have left yourself plenty of places to play. And I know the listeners don't see the board, but there's a pretty clear pathway crawling back through your categories that you've left yourself, which kudos to that. Good strategy thus far. Where would you like to go next?
To give myself a little bit of wiggle room, I'm going to jump over to unlocked question for The Simpsons.
Your Simpsons unlocked clue is this. In Deep Space Homer, this astronaut who walked on the moon voiced himself.
Cool. Thank you for clarifying, because I think there's two astronauts that voiced themselves in there. Yeah, I think John Glenn is in there, but he didn't walk on the moon. And I'm very I feel very positive that Neil Armstrong was not in that episode. So I think this is, I'm going to say Buzz Aldrin.
I'm glad your coin served you well in this coin flip. It is Buzz Aldrin, yes. You have one key in your pocket again. Where would you like to go with it, Lucas?
Let us jump to the one key question for the Bible.
All right, here is your Bible animal question for one key. In 2 Kings 2, 23 to 25, a group of boys mocks the prophet Elisha for being bald. So he curses them in God's name, and they are mauled by what animal that is also an NFL mascot?
All right. I've heard this story, but I forget what animal they are mauled by. So let's go this from the NFL route. So I'm flipping the coin between Lions and Bears, and who knows if that coin is even the right coin to be flipping here. I'm going to say Bear.
The boys were mauled by the Bears. That is correct.
Duh. Awesome.
Two keys, Lucas. All right. You have a two-key question on the board. So will you go to that, or will you try something else? What's going to be the play here?
Well, see, I'm seeing the position I've put myself in now. I really want to get to another four-key question. That's the goal. If I can get to two of my four key questions, I will feel happy. So let us go for the two key fast food question.
All right, let's see what stands behind that question. Here it is. Named for founders Roy Allen and Frank Wright, what early fast food franchise merged with another franchise in 1999?
All right. Allen and Wright. Could this be it? Okay. My first apartment that I ever lived in here in Tulsa, there was a A&W restaurant combined with a Long John Silver, and I've never seen that before in my entire life. And I've not seen a Long John Silver since I was like a kid. So seeing that was very jarring. And I never knew that they combined in the first place. And I see Roy Allen has an A, Frank Wright has a W, and I know they merged with Long John Silver at some point. I didn't realize it was 1999, so maybe they were combined when I was a kid, because I was born after 1999. But I'm going to say A&W, because that is a restaurant I'm aware of.
It's also I'm glad you wrote the names A&W. Down, A&W. Because seeing the A&W helped out quite a bit. That is correct. And you have three keys again, Lucas. Where to next?
All right, I would like to get to another four-key question, so I'm not going to risk it. I'm just going to go straight for, let's do the Simpsons three-key question for the Simpsons.
All right, here's your three-key Simpsons clue.
In Fear of Flying, this actress and wife of Mel Brooks voiced Dr. Zweig.
I don't think I'm going to pull this if I had a million years. Let me just run it through my head. I'm just going to throw out a last name, see where the dart falls. Let's just say Henderson as a last name.
Henderson is a last name, Lucas. It is not this last name.
Good.
This is Anne Bancroft.
Anne Bancroft. Yeah, that's right. Yep. If I saw it on a lineup, I probably could have picked it out, but...
Unfortunately, I do have to take your keys away. That being said, as you have litigated up to this point, there is a path forward. It will require at least two correct bonus keys, assuming you get your unlocked health and medicine question. So where would you like to start on this climb back into your expert categories?
Okay. Unlocked health and medicine question.
Here are your disorders or conditions in your unlocked health and medicine clue. Arrhythmia. Murmur and hypertension.
That's all heart, which would be not circulatory. As I said earlier, it's going to be cardiovascular. So let's say cardiovascular system.
Cardiovascular system is correct. You guessed it earlier with the trap Latin root there, but you got it on your unlocked question. And you have one key now of our five bonus keys. You need to get at least two of them to get back into your expert categories. Where would you like to start?
When in the world?
In this clue, I'll give you three things that happened. You'll try to identify the exact year they all occurred. Here are those things. 39 members of the Heaven's Gate cult end their lives. Google is registered as a domain. Harry Potter makes its debut in the United Kingdom?
The book, right? The book.
Yes.
I can narrow it down, I think, to 3 years. And I'm getting this from the Heaven's Gate route because I wrote a question about Heaven's Gate for one of my trivia games. And I'm trying to think of that year. I think it was late 90s because, of course, it was with the concurrence of the Hale-Bopp comet. And so I think it was either 1997, 1998, or 1999. Definitely was before 2000, and that concurs with the Harry Potter clue as well. And I'm trying to imagine the Wikipedia page and just see like when it happened. And I think it was not 1999, so I think that just drops it down. Here's another one of my lucky coins. If it's 1998 or 1997, I'm gonna say 1997.
Lucas, typically in Wonder of the World, people miss it by 1 year, and it hurts me. This is not one of those times. You absolutely nailed it. 1997 yes. is correct. All right. Great. Two keys now great. Acquired. One more needed at least to go where you want to go. What bonus question would you like to go to next?
All righty. Let's go for the before.
Your before and after for clue sure. is this. The traveling trophy with Montreal on it more than any other city, plus a reality cooking show that has had magician Justin Willman and actor Jonathan Bennett as hosts.
Oh boy. No, Montreal, hockey. So I'm just going to, maybe that's the Stanley Cup. And let me just make sure, because sometimes it's like a portmanteau. So it's like cuppy. I got nothing for that. So I'm just going to go off of I know what is a cooking show. I'm going to say Iron Chef, and then for a potential trophy that's going around, I'll just say the Nine Iron Chef.
I would watch such a show, but this is, you were correct to suss out the first half. This is Stanley Cupcake Wars.
Of course, Cupcake Wars. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
You just need to get at least one of the other three remaining to get back into your game. So which one would you like to go to next?
Let's do National Blank Day.
As of recording, now this is the change coming as you're one of the last episodes of season one. When season two rolls around, we will have these National Blank Days reflect the day of airing. But as of now, it's still day of recording. So you can metagame a little bit and try to research, you know, what national day is it? Get ready for it. You would not have picked this one. I'm going to tell you that right now. Today is National Oopsie Whoopsie Day as of recording. So here is a question that will be very apparent what it's about. Your question is this. Artsy fartsy would describe someone as artistic. Teensy weensy would describe someone as tiny. But what other combination of a diminutive suffix and reduplication would describe someone as frivolous?
All right, let's go and let's see if that's right. Is it like mansy pansy? Is that a thing?
It's not one I've heard of. This, if they're frivolous, is their hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity. Okay. I've heard of that one.
No harm, no foul on what might be one of the more degenerate bonus questions in Lockdown Trivia history. You have two more to go, and you've got to get one of them to get back in your expert categories. Which one would you like?
Let's go for deep cuts.
90s rock, the requested genre. Here are five songs from the first album of a definitively 90s rock band or artist. Here are your five songs. Great. Ugly Truth, Gun, Get Out the Snake, Full On Kevin's Mom, Big Dumb Sex.
Great. So in preparation, I looked up some 90s rock bands and I looked up first albums. So we're going to say Green Day and hope for the best.
This is Soundgarden.
Oh, Soundgarden. Okay.
Backs against it now, Lucas. The stormy trivia question looms. Yep. You've got to get it to get back into your expert categories. So here it comes. April 9th, 1947 saw the deadliest tornado in Oklahoma history when 116 people were killed in what city that shares its name with a journalist who is known for being part of breaking the Watergate scandal?
Hope that there's a city called, stupid if this isn't even one of the names of the Watergate journalist. Is it Woodward? Woodward?
Woodward would make a better city name than Bob. Woodward, Oklahoma is correct, Lucas. Yes. Okay. And now it's a matter of whether you would rather go to fast food or the Bible. And for those keeping track, you haven't missed a question in either one yet. So really, it's whatever you feel most comfortable in.
Regis, I'm going to walk away with the money. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to go for the three key question of the Bible.
In Job 39, 9 through 10, the Hebrew word re'em is often translated as ox or cow, but the King James Version translates it as what official animal of Scotland?
Unless it's changed. And this is what I always hear. This is like one of those fun trivia factoids. The national animal of Scotland, I hope it's Scotland, is the unicorn.
Yeah, and your game's going to continue, Lucas. The unicorn is in the King James Version, but not in most other versions. That is correct. And now you have four keys. So will you go to a four-key question, or will you go to that three-key fast food question?
My goal was to get to two four-key questions, so I am going to pursue my goal. Fast food, four-key question.
Ooh, that is not where I thought you were going to go. Now I'm excited. Here's your four-key, hypothetically hardest fast food question. McDonald's has four alliteratively named shapes for its chicken nuggets. Name three of them.
So I know one is the bell, one is the boot, and now I'm trying to think of the other one. I know that one is just circular. It's just supposed to be like a good old circle that begins with a B as a ball. But my final answer, the bell, the boot, and the ball.
You are only missing the bone, and you are correct, and you will continue your game,
ooh,
Lucas.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Woohoo. Okay.
So you have you've met your goal, and now it's icing from here. Looking to increase your score, where would you like to go next?
Okay. Well, now, just because I'm curious if I can get all five of them right, let's go for the last fast food question.
All right, let's see if we will sweep the category. Here is your three key question in fast food. Head to St. Louis Bread Company for regional Panera, Carl's Jr. for regional Hardee's, or Hungry Jack's for what chain down under?
Burger King.
And you are correct. You have swept the fast food category. Awesome. Well done, Lucas. Not everybody even gets to all the questions in a category, let alone sweep one. Would you like to try to sweep your Bible category next, or would you like to be chaotic and go to Simpsons next?
Well. I think for the sake of my pride, I would love to be able to sweep two categories on your show and hear that. So let's do the Bible for four keys.
Here is your hypothetically hardest Bible question. In Revelation chapter 9, what animal with a human face and lion's teeth is released to cause great pain and agony, stinging with their scorpion-like tails?
Oh, I don't think I got anything better, so I'm going to just say Leviathan.
Revelation is full of all kinds of degenerate animals and descriptions of creatures, and so you had to know that was going to show up at some point in this category. Unfortunately, your game is going to end here because it is not Leviathan. With the face of a human, the teeth of a lion, and the tail of a scorpion, locusts are released onto the earth in that prophecy. Locust is the correct answer there.
All right.
And okay. Lucas, you did very, very well in your game. Let's see. You've got 9, 12, 15, 17 points, which is a very good score in a very tough game. So well done to you. Do you have anything coming up? Any shout outs you want to make? Any highlights that are worth mentioning?
So, for those who are interested, I host a little trivia podcast of my own called Knowledge Quest. It is available on Spotify and iTunes, I believe, at the moment. I have a lot of fun stuff planned for it right now. It's a tie-in with my own trivia company, so we have some single-player stuff on there. I'll be having some guests of my own in there coming up in the summer, and I'll be maybe even doing some Learned League review stuff on there just for fun. It's going to be whatever. Stay tuned for the summer for that. If you are in the Broken Arrow or Tulsa, Oklahoma area, feel free to come out to one of our trivia games we host right now at Lorne Baking Company, which is in Broken Arrow. a lot of fun. We have a lot of people who pack out the place, and it's a grand old time.
Thanks for coming on. I love having other trivia hosts and getting perspective from them and hearing about other places in the country that do it differently than we do. So I'm glad you came. I'm glad you did well. I'm glad you had fun. And I'm sure I will see you on a future iteration of Lockdown Trivia. And knowing that you have hosts now, I may have to go crash your show as well.
I will be sending out an application sooner or later. So once that's out there, I'm more than happy to have you on my show. Sweet. Can't wait.
Thanks, Lucas. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Thanks again, Lucas, for coming on. It was a blast to have another friend that hosts trivia all the way from Oklahoma. I think the real thing I want to mention about this episode is I can write Bible, health and medicine, and fast food questions till the cows come home, but I cannot write Simpsons questions. I haven't seen it. I know as much as a typical Google search and asking your friends can do for you. And so I think moving forward, as I've done a couple times up to this point, I want to reach out to you and say, if you have topics you are super passionate about and you'd like to write a category of Lockdown for, send me a message. Find me on Discord. Hit me up with a form for Lockdown. You can even fill it out and say, I don't actually want to play. I just want to write about these things. Let's bring the community together. Let's not only share our passions in trivia we're playing, but in trivia we like writing. And so if you have categories that you know are maybe tough to write, but you know a lot about it, let me know. And we'll see if we can get your help on a future Lockdown Trivia episode. Our bonus question from this episode comes from the Simpsons Season 5 category, ironically, and it is this. In The Last Temptations of Homer, this actress starring in a 2025 Saint Laurent commercial voiced Mindy Simmons. While you're thinking of that, I want to thank Lucas one more time for being on and invite you to join your own episode of Lockdown Trivia. As of release, we have officially scheduled episodes through the end of Season 2 with more folks signed up for Lockdown moving forward. So please sign up, get in line, and let's have a great time. You can play by yourself, with a friend, against a friend, and who knows what may happen in the future. So thanks again for coming on, Lucas. The correct answer to the bonus question of this episode is Michelle Pfeiffer. New episodes will come out every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. I can't wait to continue to learn, continue to write, and continue to play, but most importantly, continue to unlock our brains one key at a time. I'm Dalton McGee, and I'll see you next week.
Little feud to kind of strike up with you, and I'm sorry about this. I love to hear you say that before and after is your favorite category, and a lot of people have that opinion. I think I have learned more and more that I'm in the minority of people. I hate before and after questions. I feel like it's giving you it's one answer, but you need to know two different things. They're fun to write, though. I think we can share a common ground. They are very fun to write. I've written a lot of before and afters, but to answer them, I'm not a fan. So in that way, hopefully no hard feelings.